You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Drew Lerner is here with an update of today's agricultural weather forecast.
Today's forecast across the Midwest continues to look drier after all the big rains that occurred during the weekend. Some of the rainfall that occurred in the past a few days was impressive, especially in some areas like southern Indiana and northwestern Kentucky, where the Louisville area saw more than 7 inches of rain, and quite a few locations along the common border there saw between 3 and about 5 inches. The precipitation will certainly set back field work in that particular area for a while, but it was not representative of the Corn Belt as a whole. Most of the precipitation that occurred during the last 2 or 3 days was lighter than that, with some exceptions. Portions of Ohio saw some 1 to 2.5 inch amounts. There was a few locations, a few counties, if you will, in southern portions of Michigan that also had some heavier amounts of precipitation according to Doppler radar. A few areas across the southern and east central portions of Iowa, as well as from southeastern Minnesota into west central Wisconsin, and then up across parts of the Dakotas. Well, most of this heavier rainfall will see to it that fieldwork is not allowed to advance very well for the next day or two. But really, it's only the southern Indiana and northwestern Kentucky area and maybe a few areas in Ohio that are going to be wet for a long enough period of time to delay fieldwork for a bit longer. The areas in central Illinois and northeastern Missouri, maybe extreme southeastern parts of Iowa, didn't do well with precipitation over the weekend, were left basically dry. Those areas will probably be back in the fields aggressively already today if they weren't that way already yesterday. We do expect to see the temperatures turn warmer. As we go forward through these next few days, those temperatures are going to rise above average. The specific temperature ranges out there today will be mostly 60s and 70s across the Midwest. That contrasts greatly from where we were on Friday and even on Saturday in some of the eastern Midwest locations where it was in the 80s across the region. A couple of extremes getting up close to 90 degrees before the frontal system moved through over the course of the weekend. But temperatures didn't get much warmer than the 50s and 60s in the upper parts of the Midwest over the course of the weekend, and we saw our first hard freezes during the weekend in the northwest and west central portions of the U.S. Great Plains. Temperatures got down to the teens in portions of Montana and western North Dakota. Well, in the meantime, back across the Midwest, we do expect the temperatures to be rebounding here this week, and the afternoon highs are going to be working their way back into the 70s and probably even some lower 80s as we get into the middle part of this week. The warmest weather will be in Kansas, Missouri, portions of the region to the east into parts of southern Ohio River Valley area, including portions of Kentucky. And the Delta and the southeastern states, as well as the southern plains, will be seeing quite a few 80s and lower 90s. We don't expect to see any real meaningful rainfall through Wednesday. And even on Thursday and Friday, the precipitation that occurs is going to be mostly confined to the far westernmost parts of the Midwest. And that includes areas from Nebraska into the Dakotas and western Minnesota, where a quarter to a half inch of rain may occur. But no other area in the Midwest will see much precipitation before the weekend when that frontal system moves eastward.
Our thanks go to Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated for his update of the weather forecast. You've been listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for a Monday afternoon. You have a great day. I'm Todd Gleason.